All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Second Opinion Loan Officer. I have actually, Brian, I think, holds the title for the most common guest on my podcast because he's just in such a cool space and he has so much diverse experience in the industry. And with his company, FinLocker, they're really bringing some cool things to market. And he was showing me the other day some of the new features that they had just rolled out. And I was just floored. And I was like, man, there are so many cool marketing strategies around this. I need you to come on and I need you to, we're going to do a demo of some of the stuff that FinLocker can do. If you heard about FinLocker a couple of years ago, like I did, you're like, okay, it's all right. I get it. But man, this thing has come 1,000 miles since then, and they continue to iterate and they continue to bring value. So we got a little bit of a tongue twister today. Our podcast is called The Modern Mortgage Marketing Methods to Millennial Home Buyers. And Brian, thanks for joining me. And I'm excited about this, man. You guys are doing some cool stuff over there.
Oh, thanks, Scott. Yeah, I'm excited too. I always love to join you on either your podcast or my podcast. I think combined, you and I have done this at least 8 times on
both of ours. And, it sure feels like it. Yeah. And we talk every week. So we're always on a call. We're always sharing ideas. You're one of my best brainstorming buddies. And I just love picking your brain and hearing what you're looking at and what you're working on. And I think one of the challenges sometimes that you have, and I run into this a lot too, is we're trying to help people see things that are around the corner. I've often been accused of being too far ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And I think FinLocker is one of those tools. If you are utilizing FinLocker during the refi boom and getting all your clients into this tool, man, would your business look different today in this market? And you'd be having completely different kinds of conversations. I think I put you in that category. FinLocker is one of those things that people are like, oh, I don't need another thing, or I don't need, but this is really the way I would describe it. I think it's great for homeowners, and I want to talk about that a little bit with your new partnership with Home Scout. But this is a nurturing tool.
Yeah.
And this is probably the best technology that I've seen to get early entry buyers, to get renters into your ecosystem and start creating value like crazy, high level, one-on-one personal value with consumers. And it doesn't matter if they're not ready for 6 months, 12 months, or 2 years, they're not going to go anywhere else if you're providing them with all of this, with all of this value.
Yeah. I love the way you frame that, because it's what you just described in terms of 6+ months of engagement, nurturing, preparation, whatever you want to call it. By and large, we're asking loan officers in this case to take a long game approach. And the nature of the loan officer business has not been the long game. It's really, you and I originated loans, so we can speak.
We put out fires for a living.
Yeah, we can speak on this topic. We've been a transactional focused salesperson instead of a relationship focused solution provider.
Yeah.
And what we've engineered and built and continued to enhance is a set of digital tools that a modern loan officer can use to, as you said, add value, bring value to consumers in their communities. But I look at it as it's an added benefit. One of the benefits to the loan officer is we can help you scale the value you bring to your community through these digital tools. So we're asking the industry to think a little bit differently, and that sometimes is a challenge.
Yeah. And to build on what you just described, I've got a large prospecting database and you can email them. And are you going to email them? It's going to be the whatever. Is now a good time to buy, or do you save for a down payment? But when you introduce Tools FinLocker, it's not just about buying a house. It's and it's literally designed for the millennial demographic. Like, they don't even think twice about managing their finances and their future and all of that. They expect it to be all in one place on their phone that they can access at any time. I want to get into this. How do you describe FinLocker, and what's the elevator pitch to loan officers?
Yeah. So first of all, FinLocker, we're a B2B2C business and platform. And what that means is FinLocker as a brand does not exist for consumers. We publish on behalf of our client, the lender, their own branded version of FinLocker, including that version of the product to their account on the Apple and Google Play Store. In essence, what gets published is a consumer-facing financial fitness and home ownership experience app. And I know that says a lot, but it means a lot. Inside that financial fitness and home ownership experience app, there's a set of digital tools that consumers have access to under the brand of the logo of the lender, all the way down to connected directly to a loan officer. And so an example, I think that really resonates when I talk to loan officers about this, we're essentially arming every lender out there that's not Rocket Mortgage with their own version of Rocket Money, if you want to think of it that way. Yeah. With, we believe, a more robust set of experiences that's extremely focused on home ownership, both getting ready, but also being a successful homeowner after purchasing and financing a home.
I'm actually glad you framed it that way, because that's really important. And I want you to pay close attention to what Brian just said. You've got companies that are, yeah, they're lenders, but they're marketing geniuses. And I don't care what you think about Rocket or their business practices, they're marketing geniuses. And if they're looking at this market, and they came out with Rocket Money like a year ago when they saw rates went up, and they were like, this is how we address the new market today. But like most loan officers, we don't have access to those kinds of tools or that kind of innovation. But FinLocker does exactly that. And I think more importantly, because of the way that you designed FinLocker, it focuses more on the loan officer and not the company brand, right? So it really gives you that kind of power and that kind of marketing power and prowess that most of us loan officers, especially in the broker space, just don't have access to, because we're responsible for Frankensteining together our tech stack, and we don't have that big, high, top-level support. So without further ado, let's pop this thing open and let's walk through this experience and really show everybody what we're looking at and describe what we're looking at and whose perspective is this. This is a consumer access to the tool that the loan officer can provide.
Yeah, let's maybe even frame it even more specific. Imagine a prospective first-time home buyer who imagine a loan officer did a home buying seminar in their community and met somebody who happens to be named Brian. and Brian's just not sure where he's at in terms of being ready to apply for a loan. But
scenario, I'm Neo, right? As the loan officer.
Yeah. That's me. Yeah. So Neo would be the lender branding, correct?
Okay.
And just to level set, we're viewing this right now from a consumer's perspective on their desktop, but everything we're going to show you on this particular view, all the functionality is also in our native mobile app. So when we publish for Neo, as an example, their product is called the Neo Experience. So if you were to go to Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and search Neo Experience, you would see their version of the FinLocker app in the App Store. But again, we're just looking at it on the web here.
Yeah, and I want to drive people to a local broker that we know that's doing some really cool stuff about it and see his experience, because the spin he put on this is really fantastic. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. And I have to say the mobile experience on this is absolutely beautiful. Like, it's designed for mobile. It is so clean and so user-friendly. I think you even hired professional user experience and user interface engineers design it. It's absolutely beautiful and super user-friendly.
Yeah, not to get too deep into the sausage-making process, but for our development, we have two different teams. We have a team that builds and develops the web version, which is what we're looking at here. And then we have a separate team that designs, builds, and develops our mobile app. Again, all the features are the same. In order to have a native mobile app, you have to build that experience in and on a mobile platform. So our consumer here is Brian. He's just starting, he's living in his parents' basement, just starting to think about, I'm 26, 27 today, and by the time I'm 30, I'd like to own my own house. What is it? What do I need to do? And so what, absent a tool like FinLocker, a consumer like Brian would go into your loan officer's drip campaign, if that's the first time they've engaged, and maybe get updates now and again on what's going on in the market. And good loan officers in that model would be disciplined to set up maybe a semi-annual, you know, checkup with these prospective home buyers just to see where they're at. What we've engineered is an experience that, by the way, loan officers should still do those other things I described, but now they can actually invite these early journey prospects into their tech stack, into their ecosystem with this digital toolkit, so that the consumer can not only engage on the various aspects of their financial life, which I'm going to show you, but they're doing that, again, staying connected under the logo of the lender. And if I scroll down, you'll see our loan officer, Ken, over to the left. So the loan officer is always front and center in the experience. And Scott, I'm always doing things special for your podcast. Super happy to demo for your audience for the very first time a brand new feature, which allows our loan officer to partner with an agent in the experience. So Ken Watson has Chris as his agent partner who's serving Brian as the consumer. And Ken can create an unlimited number of pairings of Ken and Realtor A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Each of those pairings creates a unique link, URL link and registration code that now Chris, as the realtor, can farm this out to his database.
Yes.
And when his database is creating an account inside the Neo experience, every consumer that creates an account is going to see Chris and his partner, Ken. So super excited about that feature.
Yeah, that is really cool. That's really forward thinking.
So what I want to, I'm not going to go deep. This is not meant to be a full-fledged demo. So I'm not going to go deep into these widgets, but I want to highlight some of the tools available to consumers.
Yes.
So the first time the user comes in and creates an account, we ask them a very simple question. And the question is, where are you on your home ownership journey? And so in this case, we require them to answer this question with one of these selections. I'm ready now. I'm qualifying, which would be, that's our current user in this app. Or I hit a road bump and I need help. So your second chance approach, Scott, this is a great utility for people that went in, applied somewhere and got turned down. So I need help, or I'm not planning a home change. This could be your past clients that you're just wanting to stay connected with. So the user answers this question and then they're prompted to give us their goals. So my goals are to find the right home for my budget, learn about the right mortgage, improve finances, save for a home-related goal, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And then from there, the experience is tailored for the user based on how they answered those two questions. And so this homeownership snapshot is really the driver of the experience for prospective and existing homeowners. But it all starts with the consumer linking to some of their direct source, what we call consumer permission direct source data. So early in the experience, the user is prompted to link their credit. And what does that mean? When they link their credit, which is a very simple process, it's last four digits of SOCH and current address. From there, we verify the identity of that user, and they can now see their credit score, which updates every 7 days in the app. And by the way, every time that score updates, that's an engagement opportunity. So the app is going to send out an alert or a message to the user telling them, hey, your score has changed, log back in to yep. see the details, right? So it's an engagement opportunity. Behind this credit widget are some tools, which I'm going to show you a different view of those in a moment. And this is another new feature, which layers in the impact of credit score to the market rate, the interest rates, right? And so we took the LPA grid for FICO for the interest rates relative to score, and now are showing the user based on their score where their current rate lies. So we bring in an index rate from Optimal Blue. It's the Optimal Blue 30-year fixed index rate. By the way, there's all kinds of disclosures here, so you could, you know, read through all the disclosure language or disclaimer language. But essentially, the user can see, based on the score today, the par rate would be 726. But if they were to improve their score over time to the right, they could see the impact not only to rate, but to the payment against that mm-hmm. rate, and the payments being presented based on the scenario and the goals that this consumer set for their target purchase price and financing. So another, you know, cool interaction, interplay between there's credit score and the cost of financing. If I go back to the dashboard, so that's credit. The next kind of engagement that we prompt the user is to link financial accounts. And so when I say link financial accounts, think about checking, savings, asset, all the assets, IRAs, 401ks, investment, life insurance.
Brian's sitting on his mom's couch in the basement's doing something right. He's got a sweet net worth going on there for him.
Yeah, this is a dummy account. So and I'm not the dummy. So there you go. Once the user links those financial accounts, which is both sides of that personal finance statement, it's assets and liabilities. And the liabilities are personal loans, charge cards, gas cards, credit cards, student loans, auto loans, HELOCs, mortgages, et cetera. The app then enables the user to use these tools, budgets and goals, spending analysis, net worth. So for the loan officers out there, today, your prospects are going to places like Credit Karma, Credit Sesame for these types of experiences. What's my score? How do I improve my score?
Yeah.
They're going to
get pounded with credit card offers.
Yep. Or work and or mortgage offers, by the way.
And mortgage offers, yep.
They're going to mint.com, Personal Capital Finance, Rocket Money, as you mentioned, yep. for these financial tools, budgeting, goal setting, spending analysis, net worth. And we have another set of widgets that's around the property. So if they already own a home, they can link their property and track the value and go in and do property search. So think of this as Zillow, Redfin, and some of those other big brand consumer direct experiences. Just these three widgets alone, if there was no other experience tied to home ownership, your prospects are going to at least three separate apps for these type of experiences today. And if you can get to the top of the funnel and convince at scale consumers in your community to download your version of this app and just do these three things, you're potentially keeping them off of Credit Karma, off of Rocket Money, off of Zillow, which keeps them in your ecosystem, right?
And I don't think convince is the right word. It's really educating them around the fact that this is a private app only for them. And it's a communication tool with you as a guide for their homeownership journey, where all those other platforms, the reason why they're free and they're out there is because they're advertising platforms yeah. for other companies. And they're going to share your data and they're going to sell your data, but not if you use my app.
Great
not
point.
Only do you not have to not only do you not have to download three separate apps to get this information, all your data is private with me, and it's not, you're not going to get credit card offers and mortgage offers and all this other stuff. This is your own private financial readiness environment.
I love that. I love it, Scott. And now where it goes, where we go a layer deeper and really get uber relevant to the audience here, which is a mortgage originator, is we're going to take these three sets of tools, credit, finances, and property, and then using the direct data that comes from credit and from those linked accounts and from the profile, we're going to give the consumer visibility on where they are in terms of being mortgage ready. I want to quantify this or qualify it and say, this is not necessarily a pre-qual or a pre-approval. I like to think of this as a confidence factor. So how confident can your prospect be to apply for a mortgage? And there's some psychology here that I think loan officers need to be aware of. The younger millennials, older Gen Zs that are in mass making up the next generation first-time home buyer, there's a fear of judgment that this generation has. And so that fear of judgment in some cases may hold them back from applying for things like a mortgage to buy a home. Mm. And what we're offering with this experience is a safe kind of a sandbox for the user to figure out on their own and get to a place where they're confident in their ability to apply. And we use this concept of stars and wrenches, and I'm going to go a layer deeper here and show you how that comes to life.
The other thing I'd point out about these demographics is they grew up in the age of gamification. So their entire online experience has already been around gamification. So by giving them these visual milestones and these achievement levels that they can get, that's just what psychology 101 for these demographics. It's already ingrained into them.
Oh, and by the way, the stars, that's our flavor of gamification. As a user's gains a star and goes from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 stars, another engagement opportunity where on behalf of the corporate brand and the individual loan officer, Ken, a message would go out to this user congratulating them on getting their second star once they've achieved that. So it's everything that happens from a communication perspective that comes from the app is representing the brand, the corporate brand, and the loan officer.
And their progress, their achievement. So it's reinforcement for their positive progress.
One of our fundamental beliefs at FinLocker, and this is me personally as well, is that technology alone isn't enough for the right, properly educating early journey, first-time home buyers. And people alone are not enough to educate. I think when you bring together a local professional loan advisor and couple it with technology like FinLocker, you bring the high touch, high tech experience to that consumer. Yeah. And that combination can be very powerful in providing much needed financial literacy preparation to early journey first time home buyers in local communities.
So, yeah, it's so important in today's market that you give the consumer the tools and resources they need to learn as much as they can on their own, and then just be available to them if they want to speak to a person. Yeah, that's another, these are the times that we're in. These are the demographics we're talking about.
So I'm going to click a layer deeper into the snapshot.
Cool.
Because this snapshot lives on the dashboard and the user can see a high level across 4 dimensions. Cash to close. So in this case, they only have 5,000 so far saved for their goal of 18,000. Their employment's good. They've been employed for over 743 days. And their score is a little low. Credit score is low and their DTI is a little high. So that's where we get 1 star. And so if I go a layer deeper, now we're going to provide a little bit more detailed analytics to the user against those dimensions. So I mentioned stars and wrenches.
Okay.
So now we're going to get into the nitty gritty. Oh, by the way, you see this little button at the top says share with lender.
Yeah, that's, yep.
If I were to click this, which I'm not going to do because it would send an immediate email to Ken Watson and he might think that's weird. But by clicking this button, what we do is we take a picture of this summary and action plan and send it immediately in an email to the associated loan officer. So if the consumer notices they get their second or third star, or they're having a conversation with their loan officer and they just click share, an immediate snapshot is sent to the loan officer so they can see where their prospect is on this particular journey.
Yeah, I'm here if you need me.
Yeah. So I'm going to scroll down. You can see the history of all the times you've come in and run your snapshot. By the way, the loan officer sees this history as well in our admin portal. But we get down to our action plan. And the action plan is very dynamic and specific to this consumer and the fact that they have 1 star and 3 wrenches. So the wrenches are going to take them to tools in the app that are going to help address a shortfall. An example would be credit simulator, because we our score was below the 640 threshold. So if I click simulator, it's going to open up the credit simulator tool, which is sitting on top of the consumer's credit data. And I'm just going to do one scenario. You can, the consumer can do an infinite number of scenarios, but I'm going to run one scenario saying, what would my score do if I decrease the balance in my outstanding accounts in my credit profile by $20,000? So a significant number, but I want to show a relatively significant.
But it's an easy way to approach it. It's like, I have this chunk of money. If I invested this into my credit profile in certain ways, what would it do?
Exactly. And I apologize for my late afternoon slow Wi-Fi, but just so as it's running the analysis, and typically it runs in 3 seconds, but what's happening is we're hitting the TransUnion database of their millions of consumer credit records, and also applying the TransUnion algorithm against this action of decreasing the balance by $20,000, and basically comparing that action from this consumer against actions that look like that from similarly situated consumers. And the impact would be an increase in their score of 17 points for taking that action.
Wow.
And you'll notice here, you can run scenarios on opening accounts, changing types of loans that you get, closing accounts, changing balances, paying off credit cards. And then you even get into pay history. What would happen if I let payments go delinquent 1, 2, 3 months, et cetera. So there's an infinite number of scenarios that the user can run to see.
Well, and as an originator, that's a great opportunity for me to walk them through the wallet, like when they first upload it, and say, let me show you, you know, those 3 credit cards that you have that are maxed out. Let me show you how to make the biggest impact the quickest way. Let's put those down to 0, those 3 credit cards down to 0, and yep. See what happens to your credit score. And then they're like, wow, okay, that's really cool.
So now I went back to the readiness, the homeownership snapshot, and you'll notice this screen, the user can come in, consumer can come in and change these inputs. So purchase price, how much money they have saved, their annual income, their credit score, and their debt to their other payments. So they can use this as a calculator if they want by just inputting numbers. But if you see this button up here, it says fetch my data, fetch my info.
Yeah.
If I click this, it's going to grab automatically the assets that are linked in the locker and the credit score to the attached credit report. And now if I rerun the snapshot, I'll go from 1 star to 4 star, 4 stars rather. And then I'll show you that the action plan dynamically changes to send them to the financial budgeting tools, the credit improvement tools. Instead, it's going to take the user to property search. Now that you have 4 stars, it's now a good time to search for property. The one constant is always contact lender. This is the loan officer that's attached to the user. And then we have a short little reminder that just because you've got 4 stars doesn't mean you can't still screw it up. Don't go get a new car loan or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Lender Connect, which I'm not going to show for demo purposes. It takes a few seconds, few minutes, but Lender Connect is a way for the user, the consumer, to securely share data that's been curated in this app directly with their loan officer who's tied to this app. And we take that data, which is the profile data, the credit liability data, the financial account, the asset data, yep. And create a MSMO Fannie 3.4 file that through this process, the lender can receive and then drag and drop it into the point of sale to use it to pre-fill a mortgage application in their system.
Wow.
But I will show you this.
Yeah.
Since it's on the action plan. Now that I've got 4 stars, it's a safe time to search for properties in my community. And so that'll bring me into the property widget and I can go right into our property search. It's going to default right to my community, Novi, Michigan. And then I'm going to see property.
So based on my home address that I put in the app when I logged in.
Yep. And then from here, I can obviously create filters by geography, property type, beds and bath, prices, et cetera, and then save those filters. And then I would only see those properties that come on market. I can favorite properties and they would be stored in the app. And you'll see even down in the, when we get down to the real estate search, we still are branded back to our corporate Neo Home Loans in this case.
Is this loading? Is this a Wi-Fi thing again?
Oh no, I just froze it up here. There's an example of what the listing looks like for properties.
Okay. Yeah. So does it default to their income and their DTI? Will it automatically filter to homes that are in their price range?
Not yet, but that's one of the roadmaps that we have that we're working on in parallel with our partner. You mentioned Home Scout earlier.
Yeah.
Home Scout is our real estate search and value partner. So one of our roadmaps is to take, in effect, take the output of the homeownership snapshot and then basically either indicate at the property level in search or create a filter that only shows properties that fit inside that user's budget. That's our roadmap that you'll see come to life sometime in probably late Q4, early Q1 of 2024.
But if they're a homeowner, let's pivot real quick. If they're a homeowner, they're also getting a monthly report on their equity, what homes are for sale in their area that might affect their home's value.
Exactly.
So this is amazing. Let's talk a little bit about the notifications, because we talked about this in the beginning, and I think this is one of the smartest features of a tool like this is when they hit milestones, when their credit score changes, if they're a homeowner and their value changes. I use the app, and so I get these notifications all the time. They're really nice put together apps, and the call to action is very compelling. Like, it makes you want to log back into the app. And in marketing sense and app talk, we're talking about stickiness. Right. So it's getting them back in, and it's the stickiness, getting them to the app, reminding them that you're providing value for them. What kind of notifications are going out to my clients when I give them a FinLocker?
Love it. Great, great question. And I just noticed that when I was navigating on search, because the way I shared the screen from the StreamYard, it wasn't grabbing that tab. So that's why you couldn't see the search. But the notifications, there's a whole slew, Scott. We talked a little bit about credit score. So at a minimum, twice a month, we send out automated updates to users when their score changes. And I mentioned that score updates every 7 days. We're currently not sending a score notification every week. So we space it out so that
Smart. Yeah, I think that's good pacing. And also, you said a slew, but they're only getting notifications that are relevant to their journey.
That's right. That's exactly right. Think about credit score as a notification. I mentioned the homeownership snapshot. So where a user is on their journey towards 4 stars. That's another notification.
Like if their bank account is attached and they make a big deposit in there and then they meet their down payment savings, we're going to get a notification from the app that, hey, you just earned a gold star. You have enough money for a down payment.
Exactly.
And then it changes their entire customer journey options on the bottom as well.
Yeah. And to your point around the specific persona of the user, If it's somebody that already owns a home and they've linked that property in the app, they're going to get an alert every 30 days when their property value updates. So I'm opening up the property widget. Again, apologize for the slowness, but in the property widget, the user is going to see their property value. We bring in a bank rated AVM. That AVM is coming from a platform called Quantarium. So there's your AVM. If you notice to the right where I'm hovering over here, This is the actual linked mortgage account. So when we're estimating available equity, we're not doing an amortization calculation off of the original recorded deed of trust and then backing out what should have been made in terms of payments. We're not pulling the balance from the credit report, which could be 60 or 90 days stale. We're actually getting the value right from the linked mortgage account.
So if
if a payment was made yesterday on the mortgage, it would be reflective in here and that would update the estimated equity as well.
Oh, wow. Because they're linking their mortgage account to the app. We're not just waiting for it to be reported to the credit report.
Exactly right. And then We also have the nosy neighbor. So you can see recently sold properties near the subject. We already looked at property search. So there's a kind of a full experience around the property and both value and search. And then for the user, when they link their property, again, if they're already a homeowner, they're also going to get a monthly market report that gives them kind of all the recently, not only the recently sold, but all the recently listed properties in their market, school reports, walkability scores, things of that sort.
Man, just in terms of client retention tools, this is just crazy. This is from birth to basically death. Like, you've got an entire cover from the time they conceive of an idea that they could be a homeowner to their entire being a homeownership journey. This app remains relevant.
Exactly. And if you think about it, in real life, Scott, today we know that the par rate's somewhere with a 7 handle, right?
Yeah.
And again, if I'm an originator today, every loan I'm writing today, I'm thinking about sometime in the next 6 to 18 months, there's going to be an opportunity for that consumer to take advantage of the market. If you have consumers that have engaged with this app and used it up funnel to prepare and get ready for mortgage and then kept it alive post close, and when they kept it alive, they have all their credit still linked, their asset accounts are still linked, their profile is updated with their current employment and income information. Imagine the ease of taking advantage of a 50 basis point drop in rates if you already have all your stuff in this app. And so that's another use case that we see loan officers using with current originations. I'm not sure I'm a big fan of marry the house, date the rate or whatever but this is a way to take advantage of that strategy by having all your information ready to go. So
I'm also just thinking of what tools you bring to the annual review, like the 12-month anniversary of their home. Like, I would take a screenshot of their account and I would say, congratulations. Hey, it's time for your review.
Yeah.
Here's an overview. Congratulations. You've earned $20,000 in equity. Your credit score is improved this much. It just adds so much value to the conversation. Now, to bring this home, like, there's some people doing some really cool things with this app and marketing this in a really interesting way. We've got our Vetted VA community has branded this as the Vetted VA Go Bag. And so that's veterans, they relate to that, their financial go bag. And then you've got some really cool things that people are doing with it. Why don't you share some of those stories?
Yeah. So there's one of our newer clients, What's a Mortgage. We partnered with them in the late spring and they went live in the first week of May. If you're not following Min at What's a Mortgage, I think you should, because he's definitely ringing the bell as it relates to gaining eyeballs and educating consumers at scale on social.
Is this mostly an Instagram audience or is it Instagram and TikTok?
Instagram, TikTok. I think he's probably skews heavier to Instagram. There's a couple other influencers there that kind of are more balanced. But just to put some perspective on their launch. And today we're early part of August. So they've been live for just over 60 days.
Yeah.
90 days. 90 days, almost 90 days. Over 5,800 consumers have downloaded and set up the What's a Mortgage version of FinLocker. They call it the WAM wallet, W-A-M.
Which is just brilliant marketing. Anytime you have an opportunity to do that, that's a smart guy.
So when you think about 5,800 consumers, okay, that's one thing. And maybe you got 5,800 to do a lead form and their first name, last name, and email address. But they've downloaded an app. They've given you
5,800 is a staggering number of prospects in 90 days.
What's even more interesting is you now have first name, last name, email address, mobile number. You have those four data points on who the user is. Remember the screen I showed asking where the user is on their journey?
Yep.
You have that piece of data, whether they're ready now, whether they're getting ready, or whether they need help. And then depending on what else they've done in the app, link their credit, link some bank accounts, and started to use the homeownership snapshot, you have visibility into all those things and those actions. And so what we're seeing out of that launch is a different level of engagement that this financial influencer strategy is taking on. And now they're able to do some follow-up marketing that's really honed in on that specific consumer and where they are on the journey. So there's, you know, I would say there's a lead gen aspect to what you could do with this type of tool, right? It's another call to action to engage your audience, however you're getting in front of your audience.
And what I would add too, and is on those types of platforms, the shelf life of your content is very short.
Yeah.
And your audience is always coming and going, and you never know when they're going to watch your stuff or if they're going to see an episode. So being able to integrate a long-term relationship building bridge between those short form, short shelf life content pieces and turning that into a long-term nurture and relationship building strategy is just absolutely brilliant. That has always been, for me, that's always been the biggest challenge with the short form video and the short form social media is it's very labor intensive. You have to constantly be creating content. You have to constantly be engaging real time with your audience to keep them engaged. But if you can get them over into something like this, now it's on automatic, right? Now FinLocker is just sending their notifications twice a month, what their credit score is, reminding them, hey, you haven't connected your financial accounts. Why don't you do that? And 5,800 people, my goodness, that is just a staggering number of opportunities. And this circles all the way back to what we started off in the very beginning of our conversation is when you talk about, okay, so that's 5,800 people. Yeah, and I know the first question, I can hear it right now. My ears are ringing. How many loans has he closed? How many applications does he have? Who cares? Because you know what happens when rates go down 0.5% or when rates go down 1%? He's probably going to have about 10,000 people that have been engaging with the value that he gave them exclusively to them at least once or twice a month. And what do you think his pipeline is going to look like when the market starts to turn?
Right.
That is forward thinking. It is absolutely brilliant. And FinLocker is just an amazing strategy and tool for doing that. Is there anything else you want to add? I think we've drilled home the value of this. I will put, FinLocker historically has gone through a lot of iterations. It's improved significantly. If you heard about it a few years ago, also it used to not be as available to an individual loan officer, and it used to be more of like a team or lender version, but you now have an individual loan officer version, correct?
We do. With our relationship and partnership with Home Scout, we have a branded version of the product called VIDA, V-I-D-A.
Okay.
And VIDA would be the brand. That's the product in the App Store. That's the brand, if you will, that the consumer would see. But the individual loan officer is set up as the contact. A individual loan officer can sign on to the VIDA, and they would have their own unique invitation link that would tie any of their consumers that signed up.
And they would have all the same features. They can bring in their real estate agents. But if you have a team of people, or if you're a branch manager or a company owner, then you can have that branding like we saw with Neo, all your colors, all your logos, and then your high level brand, and then your loan officers can all have accounts underneath that.
Exactly.
So I'll throw some links in the description, and we'll share it on all the social. And you'll probably have a little coupon code for somebody to get a discount off of if they went to the street or went retail and tried to get it. And I highly encourage you guys to try this, check it out, and or reach out to myself or Brian. Just reach out to FinLocker, have a conversation, because this is a really smart strategy, and this is the market to be thinking about these kinds of tactics, because this is going to position you in the future to just really have a head start on all of your competition. And it's all about mind share right now. And educating consumers is the number one way to do this. And there isn't a better tool or better environment to do it than FinLocker that's on the market right now.
I appreciate that, Scott. Thanks for having me on. It's always fun to have these conversations with you.
Of course, I'll probably see you in a couple of months. All right, Brian, thanks for joining me. Anybody has any questions, let us know in the comments. Talk to you later.